is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jamaicans are bracing as a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, packing an up to 175-mile-an-hour wind punch, gets ready to make landfall on the island later this morning. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says locals are already feeling the effects.
We can see some isolated locations that have rainfall totals in excess of 40 inches, especially near where the core of Melissa moves across the island.
The BBC's Nick Davis is in Kingston.
Most of the homes are constructed with concrete breeze blocks, so lots of houses are strong. Sometimes it's the roofs which are the problem. And if they lift up, if they're not properly strapped down, that's where you get a problem because the entire building then becomes compromised.
It's not the Montego Bay vacation Marnie Stewart of St. Louis had planned.
They've been giving us care packages that have like cups of noodles, tuna sandwiches. Continue to pray for Jamaica.
A warm welcome for President Trump in Japan. He congratulated the country's leader on her historic victory. She's the first woman to hold the position, and they signed a trade deal. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Tokyo.
One of the things that President Trump likes about the new Japanese prime minister is that she has committed to spend more of Japan's GDP on defense, which is something that he always encourages U.S. allies to do.
The shutdown is entering its 28th day, and more than 40,000 Americans will be scrambling to pay for groceries if Congress doesn't act soon. SNAP food benefits are set to disappear at the end of the week. CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne spoke to a recipient in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Erin Annis never thought she'd need SNAP benefits, but three bouts of cancer and a double knee replacement left her unable to work.
What exactly do you think you're going to need to do?
I'll have to ask my children to help me.
And what is...
That's an awful feeling.
An additional 70,000 government workers will go without paychecks today, among them air traffic controllers. It's expected to compound staffing issues and delays at airports.
Our flight from Chicago to Newark was delayed 5 hours.
The thing said that we are delayed because the plane arriving was delayed somewhere else.
It's been just havoc.
A historic Game 3 of the World Series ended this morning, East Coast time. L.A.'s Freddie Freeman's walk-off homer in the 18th inning lifted the Dodgers to a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays on Fox.
This one took a little longer, but this game was incredible. Our bullpen was absolutely incredible.
Game 4 is tonight in L.A. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine leaders are being asked to sign off on the downtown street closures for the annual holiday parade. The request goes before the Public Works and Services Committee tonight. The request from the Downtown Racine Corporation for the November 8th event asks for the normal parade route to be okayed. The plan closes sections of Ontario, State, Maine, and 6th. For this year's event, festivities start at 4:30 with carolers in Monument Square. The parade gets going at 5:30 with the tree lighting at roughly 6:50. That Public Works Committee meeting is tonight at 5:30. A Racine man is facing new charges after police say they found a stash of stolen credit cards during a traffic stop. Police say 41-year-old Sammy Romani had 20 cards in his car last month, most with other people's names on them. He's now charged with felony possession of stolen financial cards. Romani is also charged in a separate case of stealing a power bank from a car in Caledonia earlier this month and violating those bond conditions. Help is on the way for Racine County residents who need better access to technology. The county and Microsoft will give out 150 laptops tomorrow at Gateway Technical College. It's part of the Connecting Racine County program, helping people in human services programs gain online access for healthcare and education. Each computer comes with a year of support funded by Microsoft. The people getting computers tomorrow have been pre-selected. So far, over 250 people in Racine County have gotten free laptops. A familiar face in southeastern Wisconsin for over 25 years has passed away. Former WISN 12 news anchor Jerry Taff has died at the age of 85. Taff signed on with the TV station in 1979 and retired in May of 2005. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero on a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
So I wrote a movie last year, but I just assumed that I would just write it and then they would cast like a beautiful actress like Kate Upton or like Middleton, like a Kate, you know. They were like, no, we want you to be in the movie, but stop eating. I was like, okay. They were like, you promise? I was like, oh my God, like I don't even like food. I was just bored. They got me a trainer, like a real, like he trains like Megan Fox and like actual foxes. And he's like going over my new meal plan with me. And I'm like, like I've got to stop you here. Like it sounds like from what you're saying, like at times I'll be hungry. I'm like, what's that about? And he explained to me like, yes, some people like are hungry sometimes. And I was like, that's crazy. I've never said these words. I've never been the girl who's like, oh my God, I forgot to have lunch today. Like, if anything, I'm like, oh my God, I had two lunches today.
The glow of love. it's plain to see.
Our love is real.
Classic Four Seasons, Candy Girl, local news, timeless hits at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday morning. Coming up a little later on in the 7 o'clock hour, Mark Eichhorst, Eichner, did I say Mark Eichhorst? Whoa, there's a slip. Mark Eichner is going to be here, conductor of the Racine the Concert Band. They actually do concerts this time of year at high schools. We're going to talk about the high school concert Mark Eichner and the Racine Concert Band have coming up. Also, in the 7:30 segment, we're going to talk to a member of the Racine Concert Band who also works with the Bell City Brass Works. Katie Humphrey is going to be here talking about their upcoming concert. So that's all coming up. A lot of music chat in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. What else do I have for you here? Something else I was going to tell you about. No, I forgot what it was. Sunny today with a high near 57. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 48. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 55. It's clear. 49 degrees right now here at Radio Park. I got the Beach Boys. God only knows. 6:11. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, we got to talk about ghosts. I know yesterday we had our paranormal investigators on, but still got ghost talk this morning. For example, when was the last time you've seen a ghost? I'm not talking about a 12-year-old kid with a white sheet over their head trick-or-treating. I'm talking about a real ghost. 60% of Americans say they've had at least one paranormal experience. Now, yesterday I learned what paranormal meant. Out of the ordinary, not normal. That's what paranormal means. I didn't know that. 16% have actually said they've seen a spirit or ghost. 31% said they were good ghosts, not evil ones. Well, that's kind of nice, huh? Local news. is Timeless Hits here in WRJM. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 57, clear and 49 degrees in Radio Park with Skeeter Davis.
You can make me cry, you can break my heart, but I'll never say words down. Even when I cry, I can't stay mad at you. You can run around, you can tell me lies, but there's nothing I can do. I'll never say goodbye, cause I can't stay mad at you.
Skeeter, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN 616. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday it is, yeah. Hey, Chick-fil-A just installed its first vending machine inside a hospital in Augusta, Georgia, but don't get too excited. It only sells wraps and Chick-fil-A potato chips. Nothing hot. No Chick-fil-A sandwiches or anything like that. And just like the restaurant, the vending machines, and I'm not making this up, don't work on Sundays. They're closed on Sunday. That's absolutely true. Speaking about food and good times, it is our WRJN Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale. Now, this is a sale we do on Tuesdays, only good till 9 o'clock in the morning. After that, goes away. All right, now today is Mahoffer's on Main, where Racine comes to kick back. Grab your crew, lace up those boots, and toast with ice-cold beer, smooth house-poured moonshine, and top-shelf whiskey. Top shelf. Hungry? Fuel up with Mahoffer's starting lineup of appetizers or go big with their fan favorite, Main Street Pizza. Now go to WRJN.com right now. Click on the Big Deals banner. Purchase $20 of gift certificates for just 10 bucks. Now we discussed this before we went on the air. We figured out that's half off, 50%. 50% off. You get a $20 gift certificate for $10 to Mahoffer's on Main, but only until 9 o'clock and only at WRJN.com by clicking on that Big Deal banner, okay? 618, just a quick reminder that the morning show on WRJN brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. Right now, it's time for The Beat. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to report from the weekend box office, including a new champ from the world of anime. Chainsaw Man the movie came in first place with $17 million at the gate. The animated film tells the story of a man who was almost killed by the Yakuza until he was saved by his dog, forcing them to become one, thereby creating Chainsaw Man. The film received a 96% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and 99% audience score. Coming in second place in its second week of release was last week's champ, Black Phone 2, which pulled in $13 million at the box office. Despite bad reviews, newcomer Regretting You pulled in $12.5 million, which was good for third place for the drama. Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere finished in fourth place in its opening weekend with $9 million, which was a bit below expectations. And it was Tron Eretz in its second week that pulled in just under $5 million, which was good for fifth place at the gate. If you get a chance, see a movie called Truth or Treason. Really solid film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive.
Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theatre Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Let me tell you about this new Pretzel Cheddar Club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure.
the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Swede covering the BJ Thomas hit, Hooked on a Feeling. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. Plenty of it with a high near 57. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 48. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 55. And the outlook for Halloween looks pretty good, too. We're going to not give you the forecast yet because, you know, it's still early. But it looks good. Right now, it's clear 49 degrees here at Radio Park. So this community in North Palm Beach, Florida, went big for Halloween this year. And a four-year-old kid made it all happen. A woman named Jill Parker posted a video of her son, Reef, a few weeks ago complaining there just weren't enough Halloween decorations up in his town. People saw the video. Within a few days, that wasn't the case anymore. Good for Reef.
I hear something saying.
Chain Gang, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. And make sure Madonna never mentions your name in a song. All 16 celebrities Madonna mentioned in the song Vogue are now dead. Lauren Bacall, the last one to pass away in 2014. Before that, Marlon Brando, second to last in 2004. Note to Madonna, just leave my name out of all your songs. Not like you were going to put it in there anyway, but just leave them out, all right? Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Here's Leslie.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine. Wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
It's exactly 6:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A deadly Milwaukee fire in May is sparking action across Wisconsin with a likely impact in Racine and Kenosha. State leaders are pushing for a new law to make older apartment buildings safer. The plan would let cities mandate fire protection upgrades and set up a $10 million grant program to help landlords pay for sprinkler improvements. It would also include reviewing existing systems. The Milwaukee Fire Chief says it could prevent more loss of life in buildings that aren't up to modern safety codes. Only a fraction of Wisconsinites have rolled up their sleeves for the flu shot this year. Health officials say just over 300,000 people have gotten vaccinated so far this month, compared to nearly 860,000 at this time last year. The State Department of Health Services says that big drop is concerning. They're urging everyone to get their shots soon. Tonight, Racine's Public Works and Services Committee will consider the official request to close roads for the holiday parade. The Downtown Racine Corporation wants parts of Ontario, State, Maine, and 6th closed from 5:30 to 6:45 next Saturday. The event starts at 4:30 with carolers in Monument Square, and the parade steps off at 5:30. The tree lighting gets going at around 6:50. The Public Works and Services Committee convenes this evening at 5:30. And today is the last day to enter Racine's Halloween Home Decorating Contest. If you've decked out your house with spooky decorations, be sure to send in your photos by 11:45 tonight. There's no prize money, just local recognition and bragging rights. Voting will start tomorrow on Facebook, with winners revealed on Friday. The city says it's a great way for neighbors to celebrate creativity and have some Halloween fun together. Trick-or-treating in Racine and Kenosha is Friday on Halloween. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Drawing attention to agriculture's dependence on labor. That's the goal of a new national coalition of U.S. farmers that's been launched. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. The Grow It Here campaign is designed to focus in on agriculture's dependence on foreign labor, and that includes a Wisconsin dairy farmer. Details are on the way.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
John Rosenau is a Wisconsin dairy farmer that is a part of the Grow It Here movement. He has a dairy operation in the Wamedy Valley, western Wisconsin, outside of Fountain City, that depends heavily on agriculture labor from outside of our borders. And Rosenau says he wants to stress how unique dairy is versus seasonal crop production labor needs. He said the H-2A visa work now isn't working.
The dairy industry has been asking Congress and asking the federal government for years to modernize the immigration system, because dairy is specifically excluded from having H-2A employees. And so we rely on immigrants. And right now in Wisconsin, about 90% of the milk that's harvested every day from the cows that are here in the dairy, Wisconsin, or in America's Dairyland, is harvested by immigrants. Without these immigrants, we would struggle. Well, we wouldn't exist, basically, and we wouldn't want to exist either.
Straightforward words from John Rosenau. He is a dairy producer in western Wisconsin, Cochran, Fountain City. He said he's got 18 employees on his Wisconsin dairy, 13 are from Mexico. This new movement, again, called the Grow It Here campaign.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
And good news from Indianapolis, where the 98th Annual National FFA Convention is getting underway. Wisconsin's National FFA Officer Candidate, Alyssa Schauer from East Troy, will be advancing to the next round of interviews. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Then we have words like flammable, inflammable, and non-inflammable. Why are there three of them? Doesn't it seem to you as though two words ought to be able to handle that idea? I mean, either the thing flams or it doesn't flam. Flammable is what it says on the side of the truck. Flammable. As if you're going to get out of your car at 60 miles an hour and smoke on his truck. The reason it says flammable on the truck is so that just in case you should be spinning out of control, 60 or 70 about to hit the truck, you'll know what it was that was going on. Gives you a little time to make plans, you know? Put the cigarettes out! Put the cigarettes out! Of course, there's a moment just after beginning to blow up when you stop blowing up and you say, flammable.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Alright. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. All the peace of sight ain't.
And Cherry Cherry, 639. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Going to be a nice day. Sunny, highs 57 today. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 48. Sunny with a high near 55 tomorrow. Right now, I got a clear sky. That sun, that little hint of orange is coming up over Lake Michigan right now. I just stuck my beak out the door a second ago and saw it. Looks so beautiful, that sunrise over Lake Michigan, huh? We are so lucky to have that there. 639 at WRJN. Entertainment Weekly took on the impossible task of ranking the best horror villains of all time. You ready? Number 5, Michael Myers from the Halloween franchise. Number 4, one of the scariest, Norman Bates from Psycho. That was just on TCM the other day. And I must have seen Psycho a million times. I don't know if I forgot or didn't notice. In the very last scene,
when he's sitting in the police station room all by himself, wrapped in a blanket. By the way, the security guard at the door is Ted Knight from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He's the guard guarding Norman Bates. Anyway, Norman Bates is there at the end, just before they go to the car coming out of the swamp. The end, he smiles at the camera, and they superimpose his mother's face over his. I don't know if I ever noticed that before, but he's one of the most chilling Norman Bates because he's so normal but devious. Number three, the Frankenstein monster. Frankenstein's monster. See, Frankenstein was actually the doctor. Frankenstein's monsters who we're afraid of. Number two, Hannibal Lecter. And number one, Count Chocula. Actually, Count Dracula. But he came out number one as the best villain. I want to bite your neck. Yeah. It's 641 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Ah, Frankie Avalon. Haven't heard from him in a while. Here's Venus, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
In my arms, a girl with all the charms of you. Venus, make her fair. I love the girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me.
It's WRJN 643. Got some Halloween facts for you. You ready? Halloween candy is 11% more expensive than this season than last year. I guess that means we have to give out 11% less to the kids, huh? No, I'm only kidding. We won't do something like that. We'll absorb the cost. And nearly half of all this year's pumpkin-related knife injuries when you're carving your pumpkin happens this very week. So here's my advice. Be careful carving those pumpkins, all right? Keep your finger out of the way of the knife, all right? 644 local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Jerry and the Pacemakers. Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear. With them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun
catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no, oh oh oh.
Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jerry Marsden, I think he just passed away earlier this year or last year. Yeah, just passed away recently. It's 6:46, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's our flash sale and our foodie flash sale. That's right. The WRJN Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale is on till 9 a.m. this morning for Mahoffer's on Main, where Racine comes to kick back. Grab your crew, lace up those boots, and toast with ice-cold beer, smooth house-poured moonshine, and top-shelf whiskey. Top shelf, we're talking about. Hungry? Fuel up with Mahoffer's starting lineup appetizers to go big with their fan-favorite Main Street pizza. Here's what you do. You go to WRJN.com, check on that, click on that Big Deals banner, and you'll get a $20 gift certificate for just $10, half price, at Mahoffer's on Main. But you only have till 9 o'clock to do it. Go to WRJN.com, click on that banner, and do it before 9 o'clock for half off on a $20 gift certificate. Sounds pretty good, huh? All right, poll for Halloween found 57% of Americans believe in ghosts. 49% have even felt the presence of a ghost before. 22% of us also believe in vampires, zombies, and werewolves. I don't know what that tells you. Something like that. All right, time for... No, we're not time for Pete with the Beat. We're time for this now from O&H Danish Bakery.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their bourbon and butterscotch Kringle. O&H's homemade butterscotch filling is layered with bourbon-infused caramel pudding. It has a topping of buttery streusel and a honey glaze with a touch of oak essence. It is sensational, so get one this week. While there, grab a wicked good Kringle for your Halloween gathering. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
W-R-J-N.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say?
don't you know that she's just my style? Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's just my style? Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's fine, so fine.
Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. She always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
And the Playboys, Jerry Lewis's son, Gary Lewis. She's just my style. 6:52, local news, tablets, hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 57, partly cloudy tonight. Lows 48, tomorrow sunny with a high 55. It's clear, it's a beautiful start to a day out there. I'm telling you, 49 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, did you know it's technically possible to overdose on Halloween candy? That's what they say. For a 180-pound person, it would take 262 pieces of fun-sized candy in one sitting, or 1,627 pieces of candy corn to overdose. I'm one of the few people that actually likes candy corn. It's got such a bad rap to it. I don't know why. They keep selling out of it every Halloween, so, you know, somebody's eating that stuff, huh? I don't want to overdose on it, but, you know, maybe you had three or four pieces every year. It's good enough for me. Vanity Fair hits and a ride. It's 6:53, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN.
The thumb goes up.
Timeless Hits, WRJN 656. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we're talking music with the Racine Concert Band. And at 7:30, the Bell City Brass Works.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you. You're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman,
and Pretty Woman, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's about a minute before 7 o'clock. In a poll, 30% of people said they would not have a problem buying a house where someone was murdered if it was otherwise a really nice house. 32% said murder would be a deal breaker. I think it would be for me. 38% don't know what they'd do. The poll also asked if sellers should be required to disclose recent deaths on the property. 35% of people said yes. 23% said yes, but only if it's a murder. 25% said nope. They don't want to even know. I think in Wisconsin, because when I had a real estate license, I think you have to reveal if a person died of any causes in a house. I'm pretty sure. Somebody can correct me on that, but I'm pretty sure you have to here in Wisconsin. Some states may not require it. But, you know, I watched Dateline enough, and some brutal murder took place in a house, and they'll stand outside the house. Well, somebody else owns it now, so we can't go in there. Whoa! I don't know if I want to live in a house where a brutal murder took place. And who knows? Maybe somebody died in the house that I live in now. It's over 100 years old. Who knows? It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check our morning news. Okay, let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Three deaths in Jamaica already blamed on a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, and it's not expected to make landfall until later this morning. The system's outer bands are lashing the island with heavy rain and destructive winds. Esther Pinnock with the Jamaica Red Cross.
She's slow, and she's wide.
So all areas of the island are expected to feel some impact.
Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're talking about 175 mile per hour winds, a storm surge with seawater inundation of 9 to 13 feet, and rainfall on top of that. This would be freshwater flooding of anywhere from 20 to 40 inches of rain.
President Trump met with Japan's new prime minister in Tokyo.
I know that you will be one of the great prime ministers. I'd also like to congratulate you on being the first